This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hour of the show here. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, Mark's going to tell us about the end of The Punisher. Apparently, a long-time comic book series is being canceled, and we'll get into why that is coming up here in a bit. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. We're also into, or just barely scratching the surface of a story that Bonnie brought in here tonight regarding the latest FBI taking advantage of somebody who probably was less than intelligent is going to be my guess. That's what we've seen with some of these other ones in the past, where they take advantage of lonely people. They take advantage of people who are just not that bright, and they turn them into quote-unquote terrorists. We'll continue with that story here in a moment as well. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Tim on the line in Florida. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, actually, my comment is on that very story, and I'm so happy that you brought the story up, because I don't really know of very many other people that are talking about it. So I listened to The Last American Vagabond. This guy named Ryan Christian, he was actually talking about it recently, and what he brought up, I don't know if you noticed or had a chance to bring it up, but basically, they asked this kid to do whatever. You know, they basically had a CIA operative that, you know, was like, you know, his first language was, you know, he had like a Muslim accent, and he was, you know, grooming this kid. Yes, grooming. Bonnie, you're correct. And basically, they tried to get him to do something with explosives. And instead, check this out. The kid called the FBI. He called their explosives division, and he reported the dude.
Whoa.
So that wasn't good enough for them, and they continued to hound
him.
It's,
wow.
Yep. It's just, it's like with you, but it's worse, because this kid doesn't have the mind, you know?
That would put, if they went through with him getting, you know, reporting them and then leaving him alone, you know, that puts them in the position of being the bad guy. Like, they're getting, ones getting reported. They want to make it out to make it look like they're doing good for the country. Everything they do, it's like, we saved people from getting scammed from Ian Freeman, and if you dig a little deeper, you'll see that they're actually not going after actual scammers, they're just going after Ian Freeman.
Well, putting a 7-year-old's life in danger, the FBI, while all of this investigation was going on, refused to investigate a guy who threatened to harm me and my family repeatedly, who had demonstrated an acquisition of weapons and said how he was going to use them. This, and then when I hired private security, they told the private security that I did it myself and that they weren't going to get involved at all. But boy, by God, they'll get a Bitcoin salesman.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean that they told them that you did it yourself?
That essentially by taking James Whittakine's telephone calls that we set all this up. Now, mind you, they had just investigated and taken down a guy who had gone after the Ben Shapiro, decided that somehow I didn't rank me, the host that was next on the list, the talkers list, down from Shapiro, just not good enough.
Yep, sounds about right.
Hey, so to bring it back to this kid, I did have an interjection, and you know, when I was listening to Mark, I may have forgotten it, and if I have, then I'm just going to have to drop off the line and call back tomorrow. But let's see if I can get it back in like 5 seconds. I'm going to call back tomorrow, but it was important, unless you want to keep me on.
Was it about, the kid reporting the bomb threats? They kept hounding him, you said?
Right. Yeah, so he reported the bomb threat, and then they continued to come after him, and then I had said something like, oh, it's similar to your situation, Ian, you know, except kid was developmentally disabled, but, you know, this is the FBI, right? I'm going to call you back tomorrow about the story because it's really important, and I don't want to waste the phone time.
No worries, man. Right? Thanks for the call. Yep. I don't know if we're going to be live tomorrow. It all depends on what happens from the campground. We are doing a special live show here tonight to give the folks up at the campground at Rogers Campground, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, time to get another show in the can. That way we've got one for Wednesday when Bonnie and I are expected to make the trip up to Rogers Campground again. So that's the only reason we're doing a show tonight. There is a small chance we'll have to do one tomorrow as well. So either way, I'm sure we'll hear back from Tim when the time is right. So, Bonnie, you were telling us about this young man. He's based in Massachusetts, although he may now be in a prison cell in Massachusetts. They started to talk to him. The FBI started to talk to him while he was 16 years old about what? Do we know any more about the background on this? How did they get his attention? Were they in, like, a video game chat room or something? Like,
first, the article explains, like, the kid's backstory. Here's a quote from his dad, and, you know, their family denies the allegation that their son was a terrorist, so mm-hmm. Here's a quote from his dad. It says, he was born prematurely. He had brain development issues. I had the school do a neuro evaluation on him, and they said his brain was underdeveloped. He was suffering endlessly from endless bullying at school with other kids taking food off his plate, tripping him in the hallway, humiliating him, laughing at him.
Wow.
So this is like a prime.
The government's been great to this kid, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is just a prime person for them to grab. Somebody who doesn't have friends, somebody who wants acceptance,
right.
Somebody who can't like think the same way we can possibly with their brain development issue.
A total victim.
Says contrary to the sensational narrative fed to the news media of a terrorist financing in the U.S., the charging documents show that Ventura gave an undercover FBI agent gift cards for pitifully small amounts of cash, sometimes $25 increments.
I mean, this kid doesn't sound like he can hold a job together. So, I mean, where is he getting this money from at all? Is he supposed to be scraping it together from his parents?
The FBI is scamming the kid out of his lunch money.
That's,
let's
yeah.
be serious. The only thing
about.
They can do at this point is take developmentally disabled. And what's the term for that? I don't know
retarded?
What's a nice way of saying it. Right, retarded, right? What's a nice way of saying that? I don't even
slow?
Know. All they can do is take slow kids and build cases around them at this point.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
It took them years. Years.
Well, they had to
get
wait. They had to wait till
enough gift cards from a 16-year-old kid.
They had to wait till he was 18 because otherwise it wouldn't be a real crime, right? So they waited patiently until he turned 18, and then they swooped in to save the country from this terrorist financier.
Says in his initial bid to travel to the Islamic State, the teenager balked, making up an excuse by the FBI's own account to explain why he did not want to go. When another opportunity,
well, he didn't want to go to the Islamic State. Huh.
Right. It's just like, how serious should the average person take this story?
Well, they should take this story very seriously. But what the FBI's case? How seriously should they take that? Not terribly.
Fair story, yeah.
Yeah. Ultimately, it sounds very much like.
Can you trust the jury to do the right thing in this case?
They should have swept this whole thing under the carpet, but somebody's career's hanging on the line, right? Well, I've got 3 years into this. I got to take down this retarded 18-year-old. You know, what else can I do?
It says when another opportunity to travel abroad arose, Ventura balked again, staying home on the evening of his supposed flight instead of traveling to the airport. By the time the investigation was winding down, he appeared ready to turn in his purported ISIS contact, an FBI agent, to the FBI.
But he didn't. Or maybe he did, and it didn't matter.
It's going on to explain that, like, this is just one of many cases like this.
Yep, there's been hundreds of these cases. I mean, not all involving developmentally disabled teenagers, but hundreds of these cases where they set somebody up to be a fake terrorist. They get them a fake bomb, or they get them some fake guns or whatever, and they have them.
It's not just dozens of cases. It's all of the cases.
Yes.
Right. The FBI has not had a case where they've nabbed a terrorist that they didn't fund, groom, train, supply. I mean, that's all they've got.
Yep, they've
and
made
at this point
from whole
they've
cloth.
Gotten to the they've gotten to the bottom of the Muslim barrel to the point that they have to go after developing a disabled kid. And I'm sorry to keep on stressing this point, ladies and gentlemen, but we would never allow this under any other circumstances. It's simply because it's the FBI that we let them do this, and this is just somebody trying to forward their career by incarcerating a developmentally disabled kid.
Yeah, it's sick.
This is lame. Lame at the highest order. And I know these people have been after me in the past. And I know they're going to do it again. Oh, you just called one of our special agents a retard, a hunter, a retard groomer. Well, yeah, that's what you guys are. I mean, you're a bunch of, you know, unprofessional, murdering, child pornography distributing retard nabbers. I mean, really, at this point, where would the United States be without this organization?
And
if we just shut the whole thing down.
Yeah, we'd be totally fine. I mean, it's not like the state police couldn't work with one another to catch state criminals, right? Like somebody crossing from Florida into Georgia. I mean, you don't need the FBI for that.
Well, and the United States federal government has plenty of policing agencies. It doesn't need the FBI.
Indeed.
Well, Paul Ventura, the guy's dad, said that in 2021, armed FBI agents visited his home, informed him that his son had been browsing websites, quote, that he shouldn't be looking at, and connected him with what they said was a counselor. After the initial visit, he said he had no knowledge of his son's ongoing communications with the FBI undercover agent online.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, the FBI came to my house and they took his computer and said he's on these sites he shouldn't be on. We said okay, and he wasn't arrested at that time or anything. I didn't hear from them again after that, but I guess over time things escalated, said Paul Ventura. I wasn't home a lot because I work, and he wasn't at school because of the bullying. Instead of them telling me what he was doing online and to take his computer away, they let him keep doing it. I wonder what's the why they said, you know, that they claimed was a counselor.
When Paul thinks that that the policing agencies have your son's best interest in heart, I mean, it sounds to me like the FBI did far more than they've done for anybody else in this circumstance.
You mean by approaching the parent?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard a lot of these stories, and you know, I mean, if I wish Paul would have taken his son's computer away.
Sounds like they took the computer, but
later.
I don't know. I guess I was a little confused on that.
It sounded like they took it then when they came to visit, but
oh,
I don't know. But obviously, he got another computer at some point, but it sounds like Dad didn't take it as seriously as maybe he should have.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. In August 2021, when he was 16 years old, Ventura began communicating with an undercover FBI agent online. He told the agent of his desire to make a hijra, or migrate to to territories under control of the Islamic State. So I guess it's like a Hajj.
Where Hajj is religious.
No, that's where you go to a place, though, is what I'm saying. But in his...
Well, Hajj is specifically a religious pilgrimage for Muslims where you go to the Kaaba.
Mecca. Right?
I know that. And I'm making the
Well, our listeners may not know that.
She said a different word, hijra or something.
Yeah, I'm saying...
She did, but...
It would be like that in this twisted boy's mind. Like, I'm going to go there. You make him
Joining
migrate.
The Islamic State is a little different, right? Like,
yeah, I said it was exactly the same. I wasn't just trying to explain to the listenership what it was like. Anyways, he wanted to make a visit to the Islamic State. That's what he told the FBI agent online when he first met him.
Well, just to be clear, that is a criminal act in the United States, and going on a Hajj is just a religious thing.
Yeah.
That's all.
By the time of the discussion, ISIS had been largely vanquished in its home territories of Iraq and Syria, though it is not clear whether Ventura had been aware of this. Yeah, he might just be like, I don't know, you know how schizophrenics, they'll just be like, they'll put two ideas together that don't really even make sense because they heard this somewhere and that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He might have not had any possibility of being able to make this hijra at all. There might have not even been a place for him to go. He might have not even known what he was talking about, but, well, he's a terrorist now.
But now it's time to throw him in the pokey.
Yep.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, how do you think your tax money is going to be spent with this kid with developmentally disabled problems in a federal prison. Do you think that's going to go well? Do you think he's going to cost more, less, or about the same as any other convict? Because I'm going to guess more.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Department of Justice complaint, an undercover FBI agent impersonating an ISIS member communicated to the 16-year-old in broken English, encouraging his decision and expressly telling him not to inform anyone else about their online conversations, including friends and family. The criminal complaint in the case describes the exchange between Ventura and OCE, or the FBI employee acting as an undercover capacity. Ventura says, "I reached out to brother," and I guess it took out the name, "for Hijra. I don't know if it is still possible, but if it is, I know it will take some time." And OCE says, "Ah, inshallah, I help you, but before talk, have rule, my brother." Like, obviously trying to sound like someone who doesn't really speak English.
Mm-hmm.
"You must no talk about what said here or intention to anyone. No tell family. No tell friend. No tell brothers at Masjid," which I guess is a mosque, it says.
Mm-hmm. Masjid.
"No one. This for both our safety. Intentions stay between you and Allah." And,
I wouldn't want to bring your family into this decision making and, you know, possibly get talked out of it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he talked himself out of it at some point, and the FBI wasn't up for that either. I mean, you know, did they buy him a plane ticket and he didn't show up?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It sounds like that's what they're upset about. Like, we spent like $3,000.
It says, Ventura continued chatting with the undercover agent about what he could do for ISIS, including potentially fighting for them in a foreign country. The two settled on him buying a $25 Google Play gift card and sending
code. There's your terrorist financing right there.
At the FBI's direction, the 16-year-old also recorded an audio file of himself elaborately pledging allegiance to the leader of ISIS and transmitting the audio recording over the chat. Maybe that's another charge, or...
I wonder if it's possible if this kid thought he was somehow, you know, getting... scamming the other guy. Like, that he was going to, you know, turn him in, or, you know, he was bad, and he was trying to gather evidence. Who knows what people think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, over the next 2 years, Ventura continued sending small amounts of cash through gift cards to the FBI agent, mostly through gaming stores like Steam, PlayStation Network, and Google Play.
I wonder what ISIS is doing with Steam cards.
Yeah.
It says they added up to a total of $965 during the time that he was a juvenile.
Almost broke $1,000. The FBI just couldn't get the kid to break $1,000.
Well, it was another $705 after he became a legal adult. $705. So,
$1,600?
Yeah, $1,600. All the while, Ventura's conversations with the FBI undercover operative online continued, including promises to make a passport and assurances that he would teach himself Arabic very fast in case he traveled to Egypt on behalf of the group. In the end, Ventura appeared to get cold feet. In September 2022, when he was 17 years old, he told the agent he could no longer go for Hijra because he had been hurt very bad in a fall and can no longer walk. The injury was an excuse that the FBI, which according to the affidavit in the case, interviewed Ventura 6 days thereafter, concluded had been made up by the team. In January...
He made up like the agent was making up everything that he was saying? Scamming the kid out of...
That's another charge. He lied to the FBI.
Oh, my gosh.
That's another criminal charge right there.
I don't...
Yeah, well, Martha
I don't
Stewart.
So.
Right.
I don't think so, only because he was acting undercover, right?
I don't know. Well, that's a good question.
At this point, the kid never sent money to terrorists either.
Doesn't matter. All that matters is what he believed. And it's the same situation with the charge they hit me with regards to quote-unquote money laundering with the undercover agent. The undercover doesn't have to be...
Who you refused to sell to.
Who I did refuse to sell to. But
right.
The way that...
A jury of your peers are so unqualified to judge the law that they decided that something that you didn't do, you did do.
Yeah, but the nature of that particular charge requires the individual to believe that the undercover agent is indeed a drug dealer and that the money is proceeds from the illegal activity. If you do not believe those things, then in theory you should not be convicted of the charge, even if you did go through with it. Of course, that doesn't matter.
And this next part is just... It's proof that this kid is not in the right frame of mind. isn't making decisions that make any sense. This is just ridiculous. It says, in January 2023, just after his 18th birthday, Ventura got back in touch with the FBI agent on the encrypted messaging platform. It doesn't say which one. Apologizing for not being communicative in previous months after his supposed injury. Ventura again said he wanted to travel to the Islamic State. The pair discussed the possibility of him dying in an attack by ISIS fighters somewhere in the world or attending a training camp. At the FBI undercover operative's direction, Ventura took a video of himself and sent it over the chat, telling the agent that he had a beard now. The FBI agent praised the performance and said Ventura was strong and looks like a lion. Ventura sent the FBI operative another $25 Google Play gift certificate, which he was assured would be used for the... jihad before...
Inshallah! Thank you for the $25 gift card, brother.
He's gonna
look like a lion.
The jihad app on Google Play Store.
Before trying and failing to book several flights due to apparent lack of access to a credit card. On April 10th, 2023, Ventura finally succeeded in booking a Turkish Airlines flight to Egypt, but instead of boarding the flight or even leaving his residence on the night it was scheduled, Ventura contacted the FBI's National Threat Operations Center and reported a tip, stating in a rambling message that he wanted $10 million in duffel bags, I think that's spelled wrong, in exchange for information on future terrorist attacks. Wait, this part is crazy. Quote, I known you thought I am retarded, fool, but joke's on you. I will not admit I sent this or communicate until the cash is delivered, the message said. So it's like he was trying to scam.
He's trying to extort the FBI.
Extort the FBI. So.
Oh, God.
And he said, I known you thought I am retarded to the FBI. Like, why did he think that? Because they had kind of came to his house before, and then they had a counselor.
Any idea what the, what this guy's thinking. Right. We don't have any idea.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep, it says, by this
crazy
time
stories.
In the investigation, Ventura had not only seemingly developed cold feet about joining the group, but appeared eager to sell out his supposed ISIS contact to law enforcement.
For a cool $10
million. In duffel bags.
If he got a bunch of duffel bags on his door, $10 million worth, he'd have been real upset.
So he got a letter back, I guess. He was, phone call from the FBI, and he was told that the information...
More than I got.
Yeah, he was told that the information he had provided was not specific and therefore not actionable. So I guess they didn't just arrest him that day.
No, they had to get a few more gift cards from him first.
Yeah, they did. They got another $45 Google Play gift card from him.
The number here, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. I mean, does anybody hear this story out there listening and think, boy, good thing we got the FBI protecting us from these terrorists? Is there anybody who actually thinks this was the right thing for them to do? Anyone at all? The number is 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. In an interview with Fox News, former President Trump addressed the issue of the archives subpoenaing him and mentioned that the boxes of documents he had were mixed in with his own personal belongings.
Because I had boxes. I want to go through the boxes and get all my personal things out. I don't want to hand that over to Nary yet.
Recently, Trump was arraigned on federal charges related to his handling of classified documents after his presidency. Millions of Americans in the South are experiencing severe weather. That's according to the National Weather Service. There's excessive heat warnings and advisories in effect from Texas to Louisiana. The White House says more has to be done to curb gun violence following a violent weekend across the United States. More than 20 people were shot, including one fatally, in a shooting in a gathering near Chicago alone. There were shootings that injured dozens more in several other cities. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about a dark, dark terror plot that the FBI has uncovered.
It saved us.
Actually, no, they didn't. They completely cooked it up from the word go with a teenager who they were easily able to take advantage of because the teenager is developmentally disabled in some way. A 16-year-old who they recruited online in some form. It's not clear exactly how they met him. Probably like, you know, in some video game chat room or something like that, because that tends to be where teenage boys hang out, I would think. And they managed to convince him to give them some money because they are ISIS and they want to do terrorism and they need a Steam gift card in order to fund their terrorist operations. And this young man purchased a $25 Steam gift card and then subsequently a Google Play gift card and like a PlayStation 5 gift card, all on the idea that this was going to benefit the Islamic State. And Bonnie has been telling us this story from The Intercept, which always does really good reporting on stuff like this.
He was assured that the Steam and PlayStation gift cards were going to be used for jihad.
Yes.
Maybe jihad of the angry birds against the pigs.
Even though he decided he didn't really want to go and join the Islamic State physically by traveling to whatever location they allegedly are located in that the FBI wanted him to travel, They wanted him to buy a ticket. They wanted him to get on a plane. That way he would have taken physical steps towards actually going to the Islamic State, which would have been its own other separate criminal charge. But he ultimately decided not to do that. He decided he'd rather stay at home with his parents or whatever it was that kept him at home. That's kind of a recap of the story so far. They ended up arresting him and charging him with terrorist financing, essentially, which is, of course, a felony. Surprisingly, only one count of it. I'm surprised they didn't hit him with one count for every gift card that he had sent over there. Dean, Bonnie, and Mark here, by the way, joining you tonight. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. And I want to say thanks to Jesse Cruz, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Jesse is silver level, which means he's doing $5 a month. That helps us to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. It helps us get the show on more great radio stations around the country and bring new listeners on board with the ideas of liberty. So if you appreciate the work that we do here, join Jesse over at amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up through our Patreon there with your debit card or your credit card or PayPal account. Once again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. And we get some perks, or rather you get some perks, by joining that particular program. And we definitely appreciate the support. Thank you, Jesse. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Bonnie, there's more to the story you wanted to share.
Yeah, it says, although news reports echo the Justice Department's portrayal of the arrest as the foiling of a national Islamic State funding operation in the U.S., there is no indication in the allegations against him that Ventura had ever been in touch with the terrorist group at all.
That's correct.
Ventura,
I don't think that'll matter, though.
To the jury?
Yeah, it only matters that, well,
get to a jury.
I don't have the charge in front of me, whatever terrorist financing charge. But usually when it comes to the federal government pretending to be a thing, whether it be a drug dealer or a terrorist or whatever, as long as the victim, in this case this young man, believed it was true,
yep,
then that's all. It's essentially a thought crime, and they put people behind bars for this all the time.
If the charge is knowingly concealing the source of material support or resources to a foreign terrorist organization.
That's a bit of a mouthful.
It's probably concealing.
What's the likelihood that this is Phil Christiana's little subgroup that's doing this?
Well, apparently this dude was in Massachusetts, so I would say fairly high.
And Phil, to our knowledge, sent in more than one sort of undercover to buy guns from Free Staters and set them up for terrorist stuff. They failed that. But he did ultimately get silly little charges, and, I mean, there's some parallels in this case.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if Phil Christiana, who is the head agent that's been investigating the Free State Project, is the agent in charge of this case.
It's the same kind of clawing, pathetic work.
Yeah.
I think so.
How could you actually believe, like, oh, I'm doing something good for the world by locking up a 18-year-old that you groomed since he was 16? Who's retarded?
The same guy thought that it was a good idea that to have my 7-year-old son in danger. They didn't care. I mean, anything for the slightest, tiniest conviction.
What's it going to take for the American people to start thinking like, wow,
nothing.
These people don't work for us. These
zero.
Don't do anything for us.
You know, I the more I live, the more I'm in tune with the folks out there that just call everybody else sheep.
Oh, yeah.
It's never going to stop. I mean, like, what is the cascade of events that would finally get rid of the FBI? Come on. Once these people are entrenched, they're entrenched.
You can't get rid of them.
They're not going anywhere. No. The only thing one can do is pick up, pack your bags, and leave the United States and let that boat sink.
Well, that's one thing you can do. I mean, another option would be to secede from the United States, but it's not an easy task.
Well, now Ventura faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of the charges of providing material support to a terrorist group.
10 years.
They'll offer him a year. Mm-hmm. He'll take it, and this is the end of the story.
Mm. Good chance of it.
Says cases of ISIS operatives being arrested in the U.S. have become increasingly rare following the group's defeat several years ago in Iraq and Syria. Even at the peak of the ISIS's influence, many terrorism cases have been criticized for utilizing entrapment and grooming tactics against people that seem to cross the line into both encouraging and facilitating them to break the law. So, I mean, that's obviously what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
They groomed a person who's legally, you know, according to them, a child. And he was also developmentally behind a regular 16-year-old.
Yeah, I'm looking here to see if I can find the actual charge. But it's not just popping out when I'm searching for the wording that you gave me earlier. Apparently there's, without knowing the exact, like, code location, I can't be 100% sure about this.
Yeah, there's no, like, link at that part where it says what his crime was or anything.
Well, that's not what the media does, right? They don't. They never provide you with the statute so that you can look it up.
Or the indictment.
They don't want that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They want to spin the story the way they want to spin the story and be the only source for news.
Does the story say anything about what his parents are going to do here?
Oh, no, here's the indictment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just got to read this.
Well, you can't just read an indictment quickly. It's probably, 50 pages long.
I'm just looking for the charge. I thought it'd be like right up on the front page.
Well, actually, if it's just one charge, it's probably not the longest indictment, would be my guess.
Yeah, it says, for knowingly concealing the source of material support or resources that he intended to go to a foreign terrorist organization.
Did it say the actual U.S. code? Nope. Like, normally right next to it, it's got the actual code number.
No.
Huh.
This is the FBI's release.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
yeah, that's not the same thing.
Oh.
The indictment. Sorry. So that's like their press release bragging about their big score, this 18-year-old terrorist financier who bought some gift cards on the internet and sent them to the one person who appeared to care enough about him to actually spend 2 years talking to him on the internet.
And it says
he was lonely.
The charge provides for a sentence of up to 10 years in prison, up to a lifetime of supervised release, and a fine of up to $250,000.
All right. There you go. Do we need to know anything else?
I guess they needed more than that $2,000 in gift cards from the kid.
God. So sad. And yet another example in a long, long line. As you pointed out, Mark, this has always been the case. Not always a easy-to-victimize teenager, but usually it's an adult who's also similarly lonely, similarly looking to connect with somebody online, somebody who's upset about what the government has done, which is a rightful thing to be upset about. And they managed to convince these people to, quote-unquote, radicalize while they hold their hand through the entire process. And I'm surprised they didn't try to take him further. Maybe they did, and he shut them down. Like, hey, look, you don't want to go to Islamic State. How about we give you a bomb, and you can just go to your local police department or the local, elementary school, and we'll just have you set a bomb off, because normally that's what they've been doing. That's why I'm surprised the guy only caught one charge here. I mean, normally they're going to hit you with as many charges as they possibly can. So it makes me think that there is more to this story, because, in the indictment you only hear their side of things. The news reports are only going to report on what the indictment says, if maybe his dad gets a chance to have some sort of comment. Obviously, his attorney is going to tell his client to be quiet. But if he indeed
his client should have been quiet a long time ago.
Well, sure. But if this young man had indeed tried to go to the FBI, now he went about it in the wrong way by demanding $10 million from them in order to give them the information that he had. But if he was of the mindset that he was not going to be doing the things they wanted him to, like going over and actually joining ISIS, or maybe they also tried to get him to go and do something else that he also refused to do, which, of course, would not make it into the criminal charge, right? They're not going to talk about how they tried to get him to blow up the local school, but he refused. They're not going to talk about how they tried to get him to blow up the local Christian church or whatever, right? And he refused to do the other things that they tried to collar him with, because they wouldn't just let this. If they could give any more charges against him, they would have, and they weren't able to do that. I mean, this guy must have been a harder target than they're making him out to be.
Well,
that's my speculation.
He knew they thought he was retarded.
That's what he thought that they thought, yes.
And it's probably because, I wish that article went into what they meant by a purported counselor. So,
yeah, what was the counselor thing?
It said that whenever the FBI came to his parents' house and told him he's been on websites he's not supposed to be going to, I guess they didn't do anything except put him in contact with a purported counselor. Mm. What is that supposed to mean? I wish they went into more, explanation about that, because were they, like, mind-controlling the kid?
Yeah. You know, the...
Mind-control is, like, a shocking word, but I'm not joking. Like,
yeah, I want to hear more about this.
Were they, like, putting these ideas in his head that, you know...
Well, they were obviously putting ideas in his head.
No, I'm talking about the counselor. Like, He was going off and alone talking to somebody who wasn't actually a counselor that was purported to be a counselor from the FBI. I want to know more about that.
Hmm. If he went to meet the counselor, we don't really know all the details about what happened there.
Well, that's why I'm speculating that he said, I know you guys thought I was retarded. He must be thinking, like, they sent me to talk to this counselor. They think I'm retarded, and I'm not retarded, you know, is what he's thinking. Why else would he tell the FBI, I know you guys think I'm retarded? Like,
yeah.
He didn't know the guy that he was talking to from ISIS was the FBI, obviously.
Yep. It's definitely a case that I hope that we can get some updates on, and maybe I'll go ahead and see if I can find it. Maybe during the break, Bonnie, you can give me the kid's name again, and I'll see if I can pull him up on Pacer, and then we can subscribe to it through the folks over at Court Listener and just kind of keep an eye on the case and see what things develop about this, because it's, you know, you just cannot rely on the mainstream media to give you any updates on this stuff. I mean, you hear about the initial arrest, and there's all these headlines about how the FBI has saved us again from a dastardly terrorist plot, and then it just goes away. And that's probably because these people are taking plea deals and just getting locked up for federal prison sentences of 5, 10, 15, 25 years, or whatever it is that they're handing out. You never get any kind of update, you never get any kind of information about it, so this might be an interesting one to kind of keep an eye on. Let's see how it goes. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Well, don't worry, guys. The Republicans are going to get rid of the FBI. Haven't you heard?
Yeah, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, is he saying that now?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he said the FBI.
Mm. Yeah, you believe him?
No.
Do you believe him, Mark?
I think that if you wanted to get rid of the FBI, and that was a major concern of yours, and you had a vote, I would vote Republican this go around, because it's more likely. That's all.
You were just explaining.
Vote is basically useless.
You were just explaining what we all know, that candidates during the initial phase of being a candidate, whatever it's called, they run on super, super, you know, principled or, you know, extreme views of their side. And then as soon as they become the candidate of their party, they're like, they mellow out. Yeah, they become moderate. I'm pretty sure that's all that Vivek is doing. I don't think that he actually intends to get rid of the FBI at all. Or that they'd let him. He'd probably get Kennedy'd.
Yeah, they'll bring you some other. They'll bring you up on criminal charges, or like you said, kill the guy.
Yeah.
If they were a real threat to the intelligence, quote unquote, community.
If you just look at the Trump situation, he said he was going to drain the swamp. Now, if we presume that he attempted to drain the swamp, show me the drained part of the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
All we've got at this point is sort of the evidence that Trump tried to drain the swamp, and that's why the FBI is after him. The deep state is sending their attack dogs after Trump. I don't know if I believe that, and in fact, I don't believe that. But, I do believe that Trump has a larger vendetta against the FBI than he did previously.
Mm. Yep, that's true. But once they get into power, then the FBI will be something worth saving. Yeah, it was bad.
They can't get rid of it. That's what, I'm watching this video that Aria mentioned on YouTube with Jeffrey Tucker. It's an hour and a half long, so you pardon me if I haven't made it all the way through. But in it, she talks about the Pendleton Civil Service Reform Act. And in this, it basically sets up government employees to be unfireable.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, replaces the old American politics as spoils system, which is how sort of Latin America runs. Basically, when a new person comes in, they fire all the old people and bring in all their new people, and there's no institutional knowledge, and things function poorly. But with the Pendleton system, there's this sort of fourth, more powerful, you know, arm of the government, which is the bureaucracy itself. This is, you know, it's been called the deep state. It's been called the dark state. It's been called a whole bunch of things, but there it is.
And weren't the Pendletons a family that basically, you know, they're like workers for hire. They did a bunch of shady things for rich people.
I think what you're talking about is the cops, the, oh, there's another word. It begins with P, and the Pinkerton man.
Yeah, oh, Pinkerton. Yeah.
Out west.
Yeah. I'm glad I got that. Well, they weren't even that far out west. I mean, they were out west where they didn't have sheriffs. Mm-hmm. The sheriffs didn't have that much strength, but west at that time was Kentucky. So, yeah. Anyway, they the Pendleton, I don't know where the name comes from, but this is essentially came after the assassination of James Garfield in 1881.
All right, that's that story. If you want to comment, though, the number here is 603-283-6160. Feel free to join us there. I know, Mark, coming up, you wanted to get into the latest from Marvel Comics with the Punisher going out of business. They're canceling the Punisher comic series.
Well, I don't know that canceling is the right term. I think that going after Punisher, changing Punisher. I've read the most recent Punisher stories, and they've changed Punisher's sort of motives and everything. It's kind of interesting.
Isn't he just a robot cop, so F him anyway?
Well, Punisher has definitely been picked up by the conservative side, the law and order types. He's many cops look at Punisher as someone to emulate. I'll tell you more about it.
Okay, we can get into that. And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that is on your mind. In other news, the latest exodus out of San Francisco. We've seen so many stories of major retailers just closing down entirely and leaving San Francisco. There, of course, was Whole Foods, which shut down their downtown San Francisco location.
Whole Foods that shut down their San Francisco location?
Yeah, apparently correct. That was like where they, like their flagship store or something.
Yeah.
Nordstrom also has shut down shutting down its two downtown San Francisco locations as well.
Ian and I
it's
watched,
all because of thieves, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, Ian and I watched a video last night. Actually, I don't know that we confirmed it was from California, but there was this man that walked into a gas station and he was mad because someone called him a moron for throwing a bag of ice at a different customer. He was mad that one of the worker is called a moron, and he just destroyed the whole store, all the machinery, all the you know, things that hold on to, you know, shelves, anything glass he could break. He broke the credit card swiper machine thing. He did everything but harm the people because they had like their own little
security
plastic thing to be behind.
The bomb room.
They obviously didn't have a gun. And
yeah,
he just went around
solved this problem real fast,
destroying things all over the store. And
well, since there was so much destruction, surely the police went after him.
Oh, like we watched the whole video. It took them like, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes to get there at all. And then they, you know, they came and got him. But the entire store was like, there was thousands of dollars of damage.
Yeah, I can't even imagine cleaning that up.
I can't imagine owning a, like, even if I was one of the workers that worked there, if I like had the money and I was going to start a gas station, I wouldn't even consider putting one in California or one of these places with no guns where people like that roam around and they're just like, cool, I'm going to get arrested and have a house for tonight and get fed.
Yeah. Yeah, and if they don't get arrested, then they get away with stealing, you know, whatever they steal. Like in the case of San Francisco, where we've seen so many videos of people going into businesses and just carrying in trash bags or backpacks, just loading them up with product and then just walking out the door. And, of course, some of this comes from the California. Many of the police will not enforce misdemeanor theft. So you have to get to a felony level of theft in order for them to even consider making an arrest. So as long as you don't clock in with, I don't know what, $900 and change worth of items, then you're pretty much safe. And
I can't imagine anybody who's been on the internet in the last year doesn't know that people are just taking trash bags full of, just stealing stuff, lots and lots of stuff, and nothing's happening to them. I mean, the videos are all over.
Yeah, it's crazy. So when Whole Foods shut down, they cited a danger to their employees. They didn't say they were going to pull out of San Francisco entirely. They said they may reopen the store later if they can figure out a way to keep their employees safe, but as of whenever the news came out a few weeks ago.
Maybe if some gun laws get passed in California, people get to own guns. Yeah, there's not going to be a way. They just didn't want to say, like, yeah, we're not going to be in San Francisco anymore because it's an asshole.
Nordstrom basically said, we're out of here. There's been multiple businesses that have been doing this. And now, according to Forbes, the latest is the Westfield San Francisco Center, previously a downtown San Francisco shopping mecca that once housed over 70 top-tier retail brands.
I've been there.
Is pulling, well, not anymore, it's pulling the plug and turning the keys back over to its lenders after defaulting on their $558 million loan.
Wow.
Quote, for more than 20 years, Westfield has proudly and successfully operated San Francisco Center, investing significantly over that time in the vitality of the property, given the challenging operating conditions in downtown San Francisco.
It's ghetto.
Which have led to declines in sales.
Metfield hobos stealing all our stuff.
Yep. People pooping on the front steps, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh my God.
Which have led to declines in sales, occupancy, and foot traffic. We've made the difficult decision to begin the process to transfer management of the shopping center to our lender to allow them to appoint a receiver to operate the property going forward. So.
And here's how the cascade's going to go. So as people leave, continue to leave, because they've been leaving
San
Francisco, especially since COVID, for years, and they're not going to get, well, it's not going to get better.
No one's
saying, you know what I want to do? I want to move to San Francisco.
Right.
Excuse me. Nobody with money wants to go to San Francisco. And
yeah, I hear that if you're homeless, they'll put you up in a hotel or something like that.
If you've got a house there, you're going to say, okay, well, now's the time. The time to sell was a year and a half ago, but the second best time to sell
right
is
now.
Yeah. And you're going to put your house up. And then somebody down the street's putting their house up. And you're like, well, they're a little lower than me, so I got to lower. And then this is how the real estate cascade works. And pretty soon, property values are crap there, and nobody wants to live there.
It's only the latest blow to San Francisco's once vibrant retail center. Westfield and Nordstrom join Whole Foods, Saks off Fifth, Anthropologie, Office Depot, Brooks Brothers, Ray-Ban, Christian Louboutin, Lululemon, H&M, Marshalls, Crate & Barrel, and Disney are among 95 retailers making their escape from the downtown Union Square area, with Old Navy closing later this year and Williams-Sonoma going away next. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show. You can bring up anything. What would the Punisher have to say about this situation? We can talk about him coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.